Now, let's see if you can tell me something. It's getting closer to a special time of the year, isn't that right? What time of the year is coming up? What do you think? What is finishing up soon? Holidays. Your holidays? Very good, that's right. Are you all excited about getting your holidays? Yes, are you going somewhere nice? Sure you are. Well, I tell you, let's see if you can help me with something this morning. Have any of you ever been in, let's see, in Germany or Spain or France even? Anyone choose? Yes, very good. Well, do you know what type of money they use in any of those countries at the moment?
Euros.
Euros, that's right. They use the euros. And you see, every time you go to different types of countries, you can have different types of money. Isn't that right? Some use the euro, other ones use the pound, like in the UK, doesn't it? And what do you see what I have here? Sorry for the elves, but they're here closer to me and they can see. Look, you can see all these types of money there. See all different ones. There's euro. And you see, we've been in South America. And I can show you here, there's different ones. There's an Argentinian coin. It's Argentinian pesos called. And there's a Uruguayan one here. And it's called Uruguayan peso. But you see, we were living in the country of Chile. And there's, let's see, someone can read this. What does it say? 5,000 pesos. Yes, that's right. Chilean pesos. And you see, when we go to Chile, we can't use the pounds. We have to change it into Chilean pesos because we can't use our money over there, you see, from here. Isn't that right? So money is really important when you go to other countries. Isn't that right? And you have to take the different exchange. You see, the Bible tells us a story about a coin. And the Lord Jesus told a parable once about a coin. And I'm going to tell you this morning quickly something about this lady. This lady had 10 silver coins, the Bible says. You see? Sorry. Yeah, good. So they're all spread out today. And this lady has 10 silver coins, you see. And she decided one day to start counting her coins because they were really, really precious to her. And you see, many years ago, money was worth a lot. And even though we told coins this today, you can't buy very much with coins today, can you? A pound doesn't get you very much, isn't it? You really need a note to be able to get something half decent. But years back, coins were really important because they were half a lot more value. And she was really worried. She says, I better count my money. And she started counting the 10 coins that she saw she has. But you know what happened? She realized there was something wrong. She started counting and there was only 9 coins instead of 10. So one of the coins went lost. And she had to start looking for this coin that was lost. And she was all worried. So she got her brush and she started sweeping all her house and looking for this coin. But she couldn't find the coin. And she was really worried. And you know, she decided to put on her lamp, and she lighted. Because you see, many years ago, they didn't have electricity like we have today. Now it's very handy for us, isn't it? You just switch up the switch and the button and away it goes. But she had to light her light and she had to light the candle and look all around the house until she find the coin. And what do you think? She find the coin or she didn't? Do you think she find it? No? She did find it. And she was so happy. She was so happy because these coins were so precious to her. And she was all excited. And she had to go and call her neighbors. And she went and celebrated with her neighbors and asked them, come and celebrate with me because I find my coin. And that was so good. And you see, this reminds us of something. The Lord Jesus, he came to this world because God loved us so much. And he gave his only son to die on the cross because we are all lost. It's not right. We're all lost in our sins. It's not right. But you see, the Lord Jesus, he wants us to find him. And you see, the only way that we can find him is if we ask him to come into our hearts and ask him to forgive our sins, because we're all lost in our sins, isn't that right? But you see, boys and girls, there's something even more inside us. You see, if you're already asked the Lord Jesus to come and forgive your sin, you know what happened in that very moment? The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 15 and verse 10, it says, "Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." You see, when you ask the Lord Jesus to forgive your sins, the Bible tells us that there is a party going on in heaven, and there should be a party going down here too with all the believers that heard of someone that asked the Lord Jesus to forgive their sins. And if you're here this morning and you haven't asked the Lord Jesus to forgive your sins, you should do it, because there's nothing better. You see, God wants us to belong to his big family. Because you see, he loves us all so much that he wants us to come to him. And you see, if you are here this morning and you already have asked the Lord Jesus to forgive your sin, and you hear of someone that have asked him and got saved, we should rejoice with him, isn't that right? And we should be glad and should be supporting them in prayer.